From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining me today is the Stray Birds, Maya DeVitri, Oliver Craven, and Charlie Mensch, a Lancaster-based folk trio who are getting ready to release their second CD. It's their first full-length album, and it will be released later this week at a sold-out CD release party in Lancaster on Saturday, July 21st. Maya explained how the first EP was really just an experiment for what the band could do.
So it was sort of like just sort of exploring in the studio what the two of us could do together, sort of adding Charlie on some of those things, but it wasn't a collective arranging effort for all the songs from start to finish. There weren't any three-part harmonies, and now that's a huge part of the show, coming in to the single microphone with three voices.
Coming up, it's the Stray Birds with a sneak preview of tracks from their upcoming self-titled album. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up later this week, the Wood Stove House stage at Lemon Street Market returns to Lancaster's Music Friday. On Friday evening, July 20th, join us for a free concert in the parking lot of the market featuring Jordan Rast. The event starts at 6 p.m. with music from 6:30 to 8:30. Bring a picnic basket and your lawn chairs for a free evening of fun and music, or swing into the market and pick up some refreshments from the Herd of Turtles Cafe. And then later this month, we're proud to be partnering with the Hans Herr House to bring you the final show in the Music in the Orchard concert series. On Saturday night, July 28th, it's country songwriter Dave LeFevre, along with York Bluegrassers Waiting on a Train. The concert starts at 6 p.m. on the grounds of the historic Hans Herr House in Willow Street, Pennsylvania. Admission is $5 for adults. Kids under 12 are free. Visit hansherr.org and click events to learn more about the concerts and all of the events happening at Lancaster's oldest historic home. Here's a preview of the July 28 concert. It's Dave LeFevre with I Think I'm Going Home on Around the Wood Stove.
I think I'm going home, whatever that means, wherever it leads. I got a certain homegrown feeling running through my dreams. It's a long, dangerous highway. You don't know if you'll survive. Here I am, coming around the bend again, alive. And I think I'm going home, whatever that means, wherever it leads. I got a certain homegrown feeling running through my dreams.
I Think I'm Going Home by Dave LeFevre on Around the Wood Stove. Don't miss Dave LeFevre and Waiting on a Train at the Hans Herr House Saturday night, July 28th. Around the Wood Stove is brought to you in part by Lemon Street Market, 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster, for convenient access to locally produced fresh and healthy groceries and environmentally sustainable products. Visit Lemon Street Market today. If you're in a rush, no problem. Lemon Street Market has on-site parking and a variety of locally sourced and prepared ready-to-eat meals. If you'd rather take your time and relax, the market has indoor and outdoor seating and features the Herd of Turtles Cafe that offers coffees, teas, and other drinks, along with assorted items for breakfast. Lemon Street Market is Lancaster's healthy grocer, fresh, local, and friendly, featuring regional and world-sourced foods for your complete shopping experience. Visit Lemon Street Market at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster or online at lemonstreetmarket.com.
We'll roll on Montana morning. I'll quit my soaring and the rattlesnake say blue dog. My engine burning, lay down my body, now I fasten my wing. Look for me with the birds of the border.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is the Stray Birds. Maya, Oliver, and Charlie joined me for a chat about how the band has transformed from an every-once-in-a-while collaboration to a full-time gig for all three members, and to talk about their brand-new full-length CD that will be released later this week at a sold-out CD release party in Lancaster. It's the Stray Birds on Around the Wood Stove. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's the Stray Birds.
Charlie, hey, Jason.
Hi, Oliver. Oliver Craven, Maya DeVitri, and Charlie Mensch. We're here to talk about this brand new album that's coming out later this week on July 21st. This is the debut full-length album from the Stray Birds, and it is called The Stray Birds. The self-titled debut full-length album by the Stray Birds. So welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
Oliver, it's been over a year, maybe about a year and 3 months since you were last on Around the Wood Stove.
I remember it fondly.
And at that time, I remember we were talking about the Stray Birds, and it was sort of one of those situations where you're like, yeah, there's the Stray Birds, and not quite sure where that's going and what's going on with that. And then you fast forward 16 months, and you're getting ready to tour all over the country. You've been on the road in the last 6 to 8 months, and even overseas. So quite a bit's happened since then. So can you pick up the story first and just kind of talk me through how the Stray Birds became the way we know it today?
Absolutely. Well, back in March of 2011, when we had that first discussion here, I was in the middle of being on the road with a band called the Steel Wheels, and I had been in a band called River Wheel, and had already made the first recording with the Stray Birds. And it was something that I wasn't sure was going to ever become something very full-time, because Maya was in school and Charlie was in school and I was in the middle of touring with another band. And so while I was hopeful that it would become what it is becoming today, I was then unsure about it. And you could have asked me 8 months later, and I still would have given you the same answer of a shoulder shrug and maybe a little twinkle in my eye or something. But so it took that whole year and the course of events for us as individuals. I eventually left the band that I was with amicably. Maya decided that she wasn't going to return to school immediately in the beginning of 2012, and Charlie finished his school. And in November, we went to a folk conference together and got a really good response and just decided we wanted to make this new record and actually go forward with it, committed to each other and to the group. And that was in the beginning of 2012, and that's where we are now in the middle of the year.
So the Stray Birds is everyone's primary focus at this point.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
And there was the first album, which was an EP, had come out, I guess, about a year ago or more. What prompted the quick turnaround to do another album?
Well, the first, I guess the EP was, it wasn't really the full band at that point in time. Charlie was only on a couple of those tracks. And a lot of those were my songs, and it was my first time in the studio, my first time really singing into a microphone, like in a serious way at all.
Yeah.
Listening back to my voice and all that. And so Oliver was really helpful in arranging a lot of those songs. And also he had a song of his, an original song to contribute. And we also arranged some traditional songs. So it was sort of like just sort of exploring what we could do in the studio, what the two of us could do together, sort of adding Charlie on some of those things. But it wasn't a collective arranging effort for all the songs from start to finish. There weren't any three-part harmonies on that first EP. And now that's a huge part of the show, coming in to the single microphone with three voices. So I think that the way that the stage presence has transformed in the past year, and the way that the contributions of each of us has sort of, we've stepped it up in different ways. And so this new album is going to capture that growth, I think, in a pretty significant way. So that's cool. It's necessary for the pace. Yeah, the pace that it's been, and the representation has changed. So it's good.
I'll just kind of add on that. Like Oliver mentioned, this folk conference, it's called the Northeastern Regional Folk Alliance. And we had submitted some of these recordings from Borderland, the EP. And we're lucky enough to land a nice showcase slot in there. And really, to me, performing in front of that crowd and the feeling that I thought everyone in the room really enjoyed the music. It was like a push to say, all right, well, let's, instead of, you know, having just this 7-song demo, let's make a full-length album, you know, in full force. So
yeah,
that was, for me, a big, big time and performance.
Here's a preview of the new album. It's a track called Heavy Hands by the Stray Birds on Around the Wood Stove.
Work, work my hands, work my hands till the blistered, bloody damned. Walk, walk my feet, walk my feet down the dirt roads, the alleys and the streets. Shine my light, shine my light down the dark holes, the tunnels and the nights. You know my name, I feel you now. Can you reach me? Will you try? Cross this land, oh, the prairies, the mesas and the sands. Dance, dance these lines through the moonlight, the willows and the pines. Take, take my time with the wild night. It's a foreign tale, I don't often share it. This hungry feeling, still I wear it. It's mine, all the time.
That's a brand new song called Heavy Hands from the brand new album called The Stray Birds. The album will be released on Saturday night, July 21st. At a CD release party in Lancaster.
How has the live show influenced these songs that are on this new album?
Well, it's not exactly a replication of what we do live on stage. So there are a good number of tracks that are a replication of what we do on stage, and it's just three instruments and three voices, and that the song is complete and all-inclusive that way, and it's something that we could do in front of you with ourselves here and now today. But there are a couple of tracks on the record that we felt called for and lent themselves to a little bit more production.
Mm-hmm.
And so we added, I mean, there are a couple that have like four instrumental tracks on it or something, because we thought we could just widen this the scope of sound.
One of the things that's really great about your live show is how you switch instruments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the multiple instruments that are played. So when you were multi-tracking instruments on the record, did you all play them, or did you have guest musicians as well?
Oh, that's something that we did entirely ourselves. It's only the three of us on the record.
Got it.
But there are there's a track or two where there's a fourth instrumental part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's about it, really.
It's a pretty minimal addition, too. It's like, you know, Oliver's playing rhythm guitar and taking a guitar solo. on one of the songs. Okay. And so, but for a lot of the time, like the first track of the album is going to, like, Oliver starts out on a fiddle solo, and he didn't play fiddle at all on the EP. So that's new.
Also, I didn't play kazoo on the EP on this one. there's some solo kazoo.
Okay.
Oliver on the tuba.
You're going to pull that off live.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The tuba doesn't fit in the Subaru at this point.
Maybe you could get like one of those guests, or what do they call them, the ghost kazoo players who sort of stands in the dark.
Those are the people with harmonicas.
Yeah.
I like the harmonica.
We do have some crickets on the album.
We do have crickets, that's true.
And frogs.
There was wildlife.
Where did you record this?
We recorded this at Stonebridge Studios in Leesburg, Virginia, under the partial production and direction of a friend and an engineer named Stuart Martin, who was the engineer and mastering master for the Steel Wheels record that I was on. So that was a connection that I made in 2011 with the Steel Wheels, and it was a really good thing for us to be able to call upon him and let him know for me to call him and say, hey, Stuart, you know, left the Steel Wheels with the Stray Birds. You know, I want to work with you. We want to work with you. Are you willing to have us? And he's been really, really generous with his time and his knowledge and his just his hardware, literally, in making us sound the way that we do on this new record. So that was really good.
Hearing these four songs now, I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. I mean, it sounds wonderful. Let's talk about some of these songs. We'll start with Dreamin' Blue. Can you tell me the story of that song?
That song, I wrote it really fast, like in 10 minutes on a couch at home with a guitar. It was like the fastest song ever. And there's not much of a story. It just kind of came out. And then I played it really soon after that for a friend in North Carolina, and she said, oh, I've been in that song. And so then I felt like I didn't really think too much of it, and then as soon as she said that, that validated it for me. Yeah. Like, all right, someone's been in it. I don't know where it came from, but someone's been there.
I dream in blue. I drown in dew.
Dreamin' Blue by the Stray Birds on Around the Wood Stove.
Oliver, 25 to Life has been one of my favorite songs when I've seen you play live. Going back to the house concert we did back in May, you guys played at one of the benefit concerts we did, and I think that might have been the first time I heard that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cool, powerful story. Can you tell me the backstory of that? Where did that song come from?
Well, it came from a good day of writing. That was a day when I wrote a couple of songs. And it doesn't always happen like that. There's some songs on here that took me a year to write. And 25 to Life might be the quickest one that I wrote too. I was using, sometimes I find inspiration in the instruments that I'm using. And my buddy Cliff was hanging out and he was visiting his dad and he left his guitar at my place. And I sat there and for the 3 or 4 hours that he was gone off visiting his dad, I used his guitar and I wrote a couple of songs. And so lyrically, the content of that is kind of just a fantasy that I was having, you know, about the story. You know, it's kind of out of the blue. There's not necessarily any particular individual or real story attached to it, but just kind of something I was dreaming up that afternoon. But not a small part of why that song is that I had this guitar at my disposal.
That's interesting.
And it came out of me. You know, I didn't have to think about the instrument or anything, and it was just like there it was. And then there was another song called Dance Rebecca that I've yet to really record that was written there and then too.
Left my home, I was 17 and I was looking for a job. When I met them no good friends of mine, they gave me all kinds of bad advice and they taught me how to rob. Said they'd always be there down the line, be there down the line. I got my very first 12 gauge, I got a half a dozen shells. Come to find that one was all I'd need. I didn't waste no time thinking, I got right down to the job. That night a grown man would bleed. A grown man would bleed. There ain't no romance in 25 to life. Still a kid, I'd probably die in my sin. At night I worried, no dog, no son, no wife. I did it all with a long shotgun shell. Whoa, shotgun shell.
That song is called 25 to Life and it's on the brand new full-length album by the Straybirds. You can pre-order the CD from thestraybirds.com, and if you order by July 16th, you can take advantage of free shipping. Now back to our conversation with Maya, Oliver, and Charlie from the Straybirds.
Let me ask you this before we get into Railroad Man. Are the songs that you sing the songs that you wrote, or have you written for each other yet?
Yet. I like this question. We've written with each other, but not really for each other yet. Though we've talked about that a little bit.
Okay. Talk about Railroad Man.
All right. Well, I wrote this one after spending a couple days at a bluegrass festival in Maryland called Del Fest. And there were some train tracks there. So I think it was just another one of those like fantasy kind of songs. You don't really know where it comes from, but you just start writing it, something about it comes into your head, and I don't know, I just remember writing it in the back seat of the car on the way home and getting mad when we had to stop to go into a diner because I wanted to finish it. But it was, I don't know, it's from Maryland, I guess.
Well, you got there.
Yeah.
You made it.
Yeah, I did finish it. And then actually this song owes a lot to Oliver and Charlie for even being on this record, because I didn't think much of it. I didn't really want to perform it. I don't know. I just wasn't hearing it as a song to ever be heard. Some of my songs I just like to play to myself. I don't really want to perform them.
Yeah.
And Oliver, at least, really loved the song. And so we figured out an arrangement. And I think it's like the highest harmonies that any of us sing on the album now. So that's always a really fun part of the show, to get way up there. It's a huge range of a song.
It's painful.
Yeah, she didn't like it, and then we just found the right key. And
haven't let my hair down in a while since he called fire.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Woodstove. At the Woodstove House, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any thoughts about the show, please leave a comment on the show post or drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com. Joining me this week, it's the Stray Birds on Around the Woodstove.
If you have not purchased a ticket in advance for the CD release party that's coming up in Lancaster on July 21st, you're out of luck because it's sold out. It's going to be held at the Community Room, which is a really cool space above Prince Street Cafe across from the Fulton Opera House. A lot of people are doing shows there now. It's turning into a really neat venue. Mm. Why the Community Room for you all?
It's a good question. Well, I think we really wanted to have an environment that was intimate, intentive listening.
Yeah, it's a listening. It's a real listening room. Yeah, space.
And rather than maybe playing at a bar or playing in a club or anything like that, and we were really searching for something in our hometown, and there's just not really that space, at least not big enough, for that kind of concert. So we mm-hmm. were really, really looking and thinking, where could we go with this? I guess we just decided to sculpt the evening how we wanted it, and we rented this room for it. So,
no, congratulations on reaching your capacity so quickly.
Oh yeah. Thanks.
It's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to being there. And then later this summer, it's back on the road. And you all traveled. You were in Europe last year, right? Tell me about that experience, being with the Stray Birds. Was it all three of you?
It was just these two. Right.
Okay. Yeah, Oliver and I went to Europe we went to Ireland and in England and France. We went for about 3 weeks, and we had little enough shows on the books that they would let us through the border, basically, without needing an artist visa. We were playing at some house concert style things, so really private events. And also, we got slipped in on the bill on this folk festival in southern England.
Oh, nice.
Which was wonderful. It was on a sheep farm, and they cleared the sheep out of the barns and moved in the musicians for a couple days. And yeah, so we traveled really light with a guitar and a double fiddle case with two fiddles in it, and backpacks, and just hauled ourselves around the countryside for 3 weeks, and it was a great time. We just got an email. Someone bought a CD from the presale. This Englishman that we met there, his name's Paul, and he wrote a poem about the Stray Birds. And at that point, he was just writing about the two of us and our performance in this barn. And now we're going to be published in a book in England of English poetry by Paul Tobin, Stray Birds. So it's kind of full circle from the whole thing. We'll go back as the three of us.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come down and talk about this new record. Congratulations. Congratulations on the CD release party coming up later this week. Congratulations on this brand new full-length album and this great tour you have coming up. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. You're
welcome. Thanks, Jason.
You can find out more about the band online at thestraybirds.com, where you can also order this brand new album and check their tour dates. Or you can link up from our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Woodstove was produced at the Woodstove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.